Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello, welcome back to High Rollers, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois. We're sponsored by D&D Beyond, the ultimate digital Dungeons & Dragons toolkit that takes all the confusing rules of D&D and compresses it into an awesome online package, perfect for D&D newcomers and veterans. Use a link in the podcast description to try out D&D Beyond for free.
Last time on Erois, our heroes of Erois have made the plans for their next steps. After purchasing various ingredients and spell components in Porto Sovrano, they headed out on their airship to locate a nearby shard of Tiangong for Nova. The shard appeared to be moving across the sea, and pursuing it, the group found an uncharted island. Taking a small skim skiff down to the island from above, the party explored and discovered the island was inhabited by a group of frogmen. Invited to dine with their shaman Glubor, the party partook in strange fruits and odd music that dulled their senses. After asking to touch the spear believed to be Tiangong, Nova was instructed she must be blessed by Krokotoa, the frogmen's god. However, Krokotoa's blessing appeared to be intended for her to become dinner, and a battle began. Now, Lucius is unconscious, and Glubor the frogman has the Tiangong spear pointed at his heart. And that is where we begin today, my dear friends. Oh. Set the scene. The marshy, bog-like island is fetid and with a strong smell of rot and a temperate climate, it's sticky and sweaty. There are dozens of bodies of slain bullywugs scattered around the island, having mostly been killed by Ayla and Sentry on a brutal rampage. But stood before you is still the giant frogimoth, the form of Krokotoa, and Glubor the Shaman stands above Lucius's body with the spear pointed at his heart. And yeah, that is where we're going to begin. And we are still in initiative. And I hate to say it, but it is Lucius's turn. And you are unconscious. I will need a death saving throw. Please, Lucius.
Oh my god.
Very well, Mark.
Starting strong.
Roll. Starting with a death save. Oh, I love to start.
Roll. D20. Roll.
It's a success. 15.
So, 15, yes. One success. You are not getting any worse. But the frogman continues to stand over. And Glubor looks poised. He looks ready that any sudden movement, and he is going to plunge this spear down. Ayla, you are next in the initiative.
I will... hold my turn to not...
Yeah?
I will forgo my turn, but still probably be looking angrily in the little shit frogman's direction.
Yeah.
So as not to be detrimental to Lucius's life.
Sure, okay. You probably will lose your raging at the end because you haven't attacked anything or taken
That's
any damage.
Fine.
So if you don't
That's
take
fine.
It, yeah, okay. Well, you might take damage. We'll see. We'll find out. Okay, so Ayla just watches Glubor. You can see the Frogamoth is still active, but Nova, what would you like to do?
Can
I... So the spear is the Tiangong shard, right?
You believe so. It certainly looks to be... certainly looks to be.
Can I try and summon it? Similar to how I did with the shield and the other shards. Can I try?
You can try, but very much like you tried this once with Zax Ravis when you were going after the shard that he had. And if it is attuned to a creature, which if the frogman is wielding it, you imagine he is, it's not possible to summon it when it's in possession by somebody else. You can try, but you've not had any success in summoning it. It has to be unattended when you've done it in the past.
I guess it would be a really hard roll, wouldn't it? To
I mean, you don't know. You can certainly try.
The only other thing I'm thinking of doing is dimension dooring so I can... Where they are, is there a way I can dimension door so that my body is physically between Lucius and the spear?
No. The spear is on his chest. It's, like, pointed onto his chest. There's no distance between them. Like, he's holding the spear directly over Lucius's body.
Okay. I'm going to try and summon it. Given
so you're going to roll a d20, just add your charisma modifier.
Charisma modifier. So my charisma modifier is a +5.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
You reach out with your mind, sensing that connection. You can definitely... This is clearly a shard of Tiangong. You feel that bond, that familiarity between the weapon you have in hand and the weapon that this frogman is wielding. But you meet a surprising mental resistance from this creature. Although it doesn't seem particularly intelligent, there is a strong sense of will and personality behind it. And it is stopping you from pulling it away. You won't be able to summon this thing whilst it's still anchored and possessed by this creature. You'll either need to find a way to break the attunement from them or separate the weapon from him long enough that you can attune to it yourself, and then you'll be able to merge them. But attuning takes at least an hour. But if you can find a way to break the attunement, this bond between the spear and the creature, then yes, you will be able to.
Okay, that's my turn over.
Okay, and there's no, like...
anything else to do.
To be clear, there's no, like, outward expression that you're doing anything, so he doesn't react.
Yeah.
You just... This is all mental, like, you're just mentally trying to summon the weapon, so... okay. Yeah,
that's what
Sentry.
I thought was safest.
You can see that you're all currently in front of this thing. It has direct line of sight to all of you as it's kind of holding this spear. And you can see that the frogman is beginning to kind of like move down, you know, as this is all happening at the same time. It looks like he's going to try and grab Lucius and pick him up, still threatening him to try and move away, like taking a hostage.
Oh, Christ. Oh, I have two ideas, but I don't know if either of them are going to work or help in any way.
Well, you don't know until you try.
True. I'm thinking of either casting command on him and trying to get him to move away from Lucius, or Misty stepping towards him and just getting in the way.
Well, like I said to Kim, he has the spear directly placed on his chest. There's no way to get between him and Lucius. But you could still try and wrestle him. You could try and grab his arms and yank the spear away. But that's going to come down to reflexes. Like, who's the quicker between the two of you?
Nothing personnel, kid. Teleport behind
nothing
you.
Personnel.
There is very much a nothing personnel about it. All the commands, I mean, as far as you know, the command spell, if you, depending on the command you give him, you could, that could work. You don't know.
Yeah.
What are you going to try?
I think I'll try the command. I think I'll try and get him to drop the spear.
Okay. So you say drop as your command word.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me DC and what kind of saving throw.
A Wiz 15 saving throw.
Okay. Wisdom. Natural 20, I'm afraid. So you speak out this command, and again, there's no There's no immediate aggression. You just kind of, your eyes glow with the golden glow of the Matrix, and you just speak this word, drop. And you see the frogman's eyes. For a moment, they blink slowly, but then he just kind of resolves his will.
I do not think so. Not while I have the advantage. You will allow me to escape. Perhaps then I will let your friend live.
Anything else, Sentry?
I'm just going to try and just, I'm just going to, yeah, not move. I'm just, yeah, for fear of Lucius, I'm just going to not threaten anything.
Okay. Quillick.
What's the nature of the other dudes? Like, are they still, you know, raring to attack, or?
Well, all of the other, frog men are dead. The only creatures still alive are the giant frog moth, which still looks very aggressive and does not look like it is going to be not. It looks like it's going to continue attacking. Nice. It doesn't show any signs of holding off. There are also two giant frogs that they look like they're going to run away. I'm not going to lie. They are in the motion of turning, like, run away, as they are just animals. They're just like, oh, scary predators are here, run away now.
Okay, is there not a frog dude next to me?
Sorry, there is one frog man remaining. I forgot that there was one survivor from the onslaught. They would probably still be looking like they have an opportunity to get away. Looks like he'll probably make his way over towards Glubor the shaman.
Okay.
He's like starting to back away, but I removed him from the initiative, so I'm gonna just have him go at the end of the turn.
Okay, so I feel like he's basically readied in action, right? In the context of the game, he's readied in action. If he gets attacked, then I'm gonna stab Lucius. So I want to create a chain of readied actions that if he goes to stab Lucius, I'll lightning lure him.
Okay.
Or can I lightning lure his thing, his weapon, his spear?
You can't target the spear, no, unfortunately. Well, you can try, because I don't want to say no. You could try. It's difficult. The spell is not intended to have fine like control or fine accuracy like that. The spell is designed to grab people-sized objects and yank them. So it would be difficult. I would say you could try it, but it would be hard. I'd give the spear a very high AC. Or okay, is it a saving throw? Is it a saving throw?
It's a strength save, yeah. So I guess, like, yeah, it's easier to lightning lure him.
It would probably be his strength saving throw, but I'd give him advantage on it because he would have good leverage to use against it.
Okay, so that would be my action. As a bonus action, and I guess in the way that I want to do this, you might want to make it a full action. What? I want to do a
I'm
bonus
also
action.
Currently... I'm going to currently just check the rules on reactions to see the order of things as well, because this is going to get confusing.
Yeah, well,
in a minute,
I'm feeling
I'm
like
sure.
if he's like, if someone attacks me, I'm going to stab. Whereas I'm like, if he's going to stab, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Here's what it says under reactions. Certain special abilities, spells, and situations allow you to take a special action called a reaction. A reaction is an instant response to a trigger of some kind, which can occur on your turn or someone else's. The opportunity attack described later is the most common type of reaction. When you take a reaction, you can't take another one until the start of your next turn. If the reaction interrupts another creature's turn, that creature can continue its turn. So the held action happens immediately. So if he has, if this creature is saying, I am going to stab Lucius as soon as I'm attacked, as soon as somebody goes to attack him, he will stab. You will then at the same time try and lightning lure the spear, and I will probably have some sort of roll off to see which happens first. It will come down to reaction speed.
Okay, well, I think
that's the fairest way to do it.
Yeah.
I might end up doing it anyway, but I've got a bonus action heal. I want to bonus action heal. It only has verbal semantics. I'm wondering if I could mask it and just heal Lucius so that he's on the ground alive.
Okay.
But like,
Tom Hazel, you tell me, how do you mask a prayer of healing, like saying, oh, mighty Hesper, heal my beloved companion Lucius. How do you ask that?
Like this.
mighty Hesper.
So you're going to try and whisper it. Okay.
Maybe
sure,
like,
you can try and whisper the spell.
I raise my wing into the air. Oh, there's a lot of feathers here. Sorry, it's getting in the way of my mouth.
That, I mean, yeah, if you want to hide your mouth as you're speaking, that could help, maybe.
I'm getting quite versed in low-level spells. I think I could probably whip one out in, like, I don't know, half a second. Right?
Maybe. Is that what you're doing?
What is this? What are you doing?
I want to mask a heal on Lucius so that he's alive under him, so that he could at least take it, like, be alive and not just die straight up, you know?
Make a sleight of hand check for me. Or actually, I guess performance, because you're, like, trying to mask your verbal actions.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
You tell me. You tell me,
Tom
Hazel.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
14.
14. Okay. He would have disadvantage. 14. 14. 14 versus 14. So I think...
Oh, boy.
The thing is, I don't think a healing spell would make him stab Lucius down, because Lucius is still at his mercy, basically. So you can heal. Yeah, you can cast Healing Word.
Okay, so Lucius, you've just very luckily just been healed for 7 HP. Well, you're welcome, by the way. You're still going to die.
Thanks, buddy.
So you become conscious, Lucius. You're still prone on the floor, but your eyes kind of flutter out. Now, you feel the healing go through your body, and you're not sure if this thing knows if you've been healed or not. What do you do, Lucius? Are you reacting? Are you like, bah, open eyes, blast? Or would Lucius know to play dead?
I don't think I'd be quick enough to react in such a way that's like, I'm going to do the perfect spell in this exact moment right now.
Well, it's not your turn, so you can't cast a spell. So this is just like, do you like open your eyes? Do you like, you know, cry out?
I'm sure there'll be some instinctive urge to react, but I very much try and keep it quiet.
Okay. Make a stealth check for me.
No.
Just use his passive on this.
No, I won't do that.
I'd like you to.
11.
Okay. Sure.
Ah, I'm awake.
It's not that. So, for those of you who are watching carefully, and I think Quill would notice this, Quill, you are certain that Glubor knows that you've healed Quill. Like, you see his demeanor change, and he noticed you kind of like trying to hide your mouth as you cast a spell. But more importantly, he knows that Lucius is alive. He knows that Lucius is conscious.
Okay. All right. Yeah. In that case,
are you still holding your action?
I'll carry on with that play and just see how that goes.
Okay.
The lightning will play.
Glubor will... Wait, it's not his turn. Actually, no, it's the Frogamoth's go. The Frogamoth will jump forward, basically jumping up to Sentry, like this huge smash lands into the ground. And its tentacles will come flying out towards everybody. I just need to classic roll 20, refresh it.
Oh, but who is everybody? Oh, I'm on concentration technically as well, aren't I? If I'm holding a spell.
You are, because you are holding... It's only a cantrip, so it's not like you're going to lose a spell slot, but yes, you are concentrating.
That's fine.
Same.
So, Sentry, you are definitely going to be at least one of the targets here. It's going to try and bite you. It can't swallow you because you're currently large, but it will try and bite you. And then, let's see here, 5, 10...
You are roughly the size of a barge.
I eat 10 dozen eggs.
10 dozen eggs. And then, Ayla, one tentacle comes out towards you and one tentacle towards Quill. So I'll do the tentacles first. Quill, that is a 26.
Oh, yeah, just about.
Ayla, that is a natural 20. So 30.
Oh. Fuck!
And then Sentry for the bite. That is a 27.
Yep.
I'm going to save
on enlarge.
12. I need to do the damage first before you do that, Sentry. So 12, 19. 25 bludgeoning damage to Quill. Ayla, I need to calculate because it's max damage and then roll again. So 3d8, 8, 16, 24. 30 31, 36, 40 points of bludgeoning damage.
Fuck my life.
Wow!
Good news, though, you are still technically raging, and your rage will continue because you just took damage. Yeah, because it goes at the start of your turn if you didn't take
damage. So 20.
So you would have taken 20 bludgeoning damage, yes.
Hang on, I need to heal myself 20.
That's good.
Yeah. So yeah, because it's if you don't take damage or attack anybody by the start of your next turn. Yeah, so you took damage, so it's fine. And then yeah, Sentry, it bites you for more damage. That is 14, 16, 18 points of piercing damage, but it cannot swallow you. But now you need to make a concentration saving throw. So do you, Quill.
Oh yes.
Oh, failed that one.
Yeah, so you're in large.
10.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Down I go.
16 for me.
And then, yeah, you're fine, Quill, so your held action remains. But you see Sentry's form shrink down as her enlarged form shrinks, and this Frogamoth is now looming over Sentry's body, rearing back, ready to bite down again.
Holy crap.
This thing, now... He knows that you are conscious. But he does know that you are very injured. Lucius.
Does he know that we don't care?
He does know that, yes. He definitely knows that, for sure.
Take him! He's shiny!
Take him!
Does he know that we know?
So, you see him, he has the spear over Lucius's body, and he goes to grab Lucius's collar. But then he knows that you can camera's bell. I think, yeah, he would just plunge the spear down into Lucius, I think. Knowing that he's conscious. So, Quillic and Kalar, as you readied an action, roll...
Yeah.
Plus dexterity, I guess. D20 plus dex.
Okay, D20 plus dex. Now, could I argue, like, master perception? I saw his arms bulge as he was ready to plunge the spear down.
Good at noticing small details doesn't speed up your reaction time.
Ah, okay. 20! Unnatural.
Nice. Oh yeah, because that's your dex save doesn't include your proficiency bonus, so yeah, it's the same as making just a d20 plus dex. Yeah, so the lightning lure rips out, and it has a few seconds where it might be able to pull the spear free from his grip. So DC saving throw against lightning lure.
It's a strength save 17.
Yep. 17. He will have advantage because you're trying to grab the spear, not him. That's a 4 plus 2 on the first roll. 1 plus 2 on the second roll. So the spear, the lightning wraps around the spear, Lucius, just as it's about to like plunge into your neck, the spear goes, flies out of hand, and you pull it, 10 feet towards you, Quill?
It's in my hand now. 10 feet in a straight line, and it also takes 1d8 damage if it's within 5 feet of me.
Well, technically it does. Roll the damage for me, because the spear can take damage.
Burn my spear, baby.
So, 5, 10. So it's going to land about there.
Oh, that was so close. Holy shit.
Lightning. So yeah, the spear crackles with lightning as you yank it forward, and then it kind of just spins and thuds into the wet, swampy marsh ground, pointing upwards as if it's been thrown into the ground itself. You hear Glubor just cry out as the spear is wrenched from his grip, and then he will try and leap away from Lucius, and he's going to try and get away as quick as he can. Lucius, you get an attack of opportunity against him. If you want to use your reaction, just remember, if you use your reaction on this, you don't get another reaction until the start of your next turn, which is next. So
I get a reaction, do I?
Yeah, you get one reaction per turn, but you'll get it back at the start of your next turn, and you go next, if technically, so you might as well use it.
I did way more damage, sorry.
It's 2d8, I believe. Yeah,
it's 3d8. I did another 8 plus 5, so 13 damage on top of that, so 17 damage total on the
Nova. you feel a psychic scream of pain as you see the spear has a deep crack. The lightning, the power coursing through it causes a crack through the spear itself. Lucius, what would you like?
Is it enough for me to scream as well? Like, can I?
Yeah, I mean, it's a scream in your mind. No, Tiangong is in pain.
Yeah. So I think, I would currently like start Hulk, grab my head and start screaming as well, like at exactly the same time. Okay.
Lucius, what do you do? Do you swing for this frogman?
I will swing. I don't really have much in the ways of equipment. So
it's just an unarmed strike. You can just punch.
Yeah. All right. That's an 18. I punch the fucker.
That's going to hit him. You punch him. Yeah, you absolutely land a hit.
Here comes some bludgeoning damage. Here we go. Two damage.
You just kind of backhand him as he leaps away. He splashes into the water and then will use his faster swimming speed to go the rest of the distance. So 10, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. So he begins swimming up the river trying to get away, calling out,
Crocodile Tower, destroy them! I must flee!
The remaining frogs begin to jump away. Ayla, you technically do get an attack opportunity against this one. As the giant frog runs away.
Bet your butt I'm going to take that.
No point to it, but you're going to take it. Yeah, you do as well. Yeah. Yeah.
The frogs threatened Lucius. She's mad.
Please.
A 28 to hit.
20, that hits, yes. And yes, Kim, it's just a normal melee attack.
24 to hit.
You both hit.
Oh my gosh.
With Warcaster,
you also get an opportunity attack. Oh, you can use a cantrip, actually, as Warcaster, I think.
I can use a cantrip, but I'm not going to. I'm going to hit it with Tiangong, because Tiangong.
Okay.
14 points of damage.
Yeah, the frog is dead. As it flees away, this injured giant frog, you just crush its back.
No regret!
I don't get one because of reaction.
The other frog also dies. So as these two frogs try and flee, Nova and Ayla both just crush them beneath their weapons or slice them. Quill, you're not making an opportunity attack?
I used my reaction for held action, right?
Oh, that's right. You did, yes. Yeah. That's right, you did. This one will dash. And this is the musician, the attendant, Shaman Gloobor's little servant.
Master Gloobor, please, wait for me!
He just runs after him.
I will help you escape, my lord! Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. As he makes a run for it. Lucius! Your turn.
I'm going to focus on the Frogamoth, I think. So sure. I will be doing...
It definitely is a major threat.
Chromatic Orb of Acid at level 3, please.
Okay,
here comes a ranged spell attack. That is a 23 to hit.
That will hit the Frogamoth.
And it's 17 acid.
17 points of acid damage. The orb splashes against the creature's side. You begin to hear bobbling and popping sounds as its thick green flesh begins to boil and burst.
I send my 7 points of dichromancy damage to the leader that's swimming
what
away.
What range for dichromancy?
Gloobert.
30. Is he not within 30 feet?
No. He should be 40 feet away. He should be.
Okay. In which case, I'll send it to the Frogamoth as well.
Yep, you can do that. He's there. Yep, so another 7 points to the Frogamoth as the Dichromancy Shard splashes against the creature's back as well, causing another wound of acid to pool around its already beaten body. And it just roars. It lets out this bellow as the acid sprays against it. Ayla.
Oh, well. I will approach the frog and I will recklessly smack it in the face twice.
Sounds a wise plan.
Hear him. 21 to hit.
That will hit. For one, this thing does not appear to be particularly difficult to hit.
Me. And 25, 26 to hit the next one.
Yep, both hit. I have a feeling this might kill it.
I hope so. I
hope so.
17 damage on the first one. 14 damage on the second one.
Still standing.
And then dex save.
That is an 11.
Fail.
It's slightly resistant to the lightning damage. As the lightning courses up the Frogamoth's body, it doesn't seem to quite find as much purchase as it did. Krokotoa, fiend! Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Nova.
I'm going to blight the frog. Okay. Could you make a con save 17, please?
I blight
please?
The frog. Yep, sure. 8 plus 9 is 17.
Oh.
God damn it. Oh, well.
It is a chunky boy, but the blight still has some effect.
Yeah, I figured it would be a big con boy. But... Oh! I rolled a lot. I rolled...
Sure.
Math boys, I need help. 3, 3, 3, so 9... 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15. Plus two sevens, which is 14. Plus an 8.
37.
Sure. So with that, you watch as the creature's skin and muscles... Oh, that's true, halved, so 30 still going to be enough. The creature's body kind of collapses, its muscles begin to shrivel, its mucousy, thick, rubbery flesh kind of collapses in like a deflated balloon as this thing just shrivels down into a putrid mess and collapses dead.
Oh. Nice.
Threat neutralized.
Threat neutralized. Anything else, Nova? Combat is not quite done yet.
I'm going to start frog man is running away. Tiangong.
Sure. So you're just going to make those moves. Yep. So Sentry and then Quillac next.
15, 20, 20. Let's see. I'll go and heal Lucius. I'll do some lay on hands. Okay. I'll give Lucius.
Lay your hands on me.
Let's do 30.
30 HP.
Damn. Yeah. All right.
Big heals. That's your action, isn't it, for Lay on Hands, so...
Yeah.
Nothing else?
And then, I'll let them boys run away. I'll let them go.
Okay. Quillac?
I will do a Beacon of Hope, and I have to do it at level 4. And I can't heal on this turn, so this is full healing for everyone around me when it comes. Okay. And that's my turn, yeah, I'm not chasing after the little nerds.
Okay. The little nerds, they're still going to take their actions. Gloobor opens his mouth. He turns back, opens his mouth, and spits a small glowing green ball in your direction. It is a spell.
Fight me, IRL, nerd.
Okay. I need everybody, if the spell goes off, I need everybody to make a dexterity saving throw, and that's everybody.
Okay, so Lucius gets the plus 3. And I've got aura of warding up to 10 feet. So five. That's just Lucius. Well.
Bill's dead.
I'm dead.
11.
He's killed me.
15. Hang on, a 15.
That's fine. Anybody who got lower than a 15, so 15 or higher, you succeed. Anybody who got lower, those of you who failed the save, you are taking full damage. Anybody who succeeded, you will take half. As the tiny ball of acid, as it reaches the middle of all of you, it expands rapidly into a giant vitriolic sphere. Yes, Lucius.
Can I absorb that into my gauntlet?
I believe you can. Do you want to tell us how that works?
So, if it's the same as my innate two elements, I can pull that entire energy into the Aetherian bands of my gauntlet. and store
nice.
It.
Nice.
Cool. Does it have anything? I think, if I remember, if it's over a certain level, you have to make a check or there's some exhaustion or something. It's been so long since I made this item for you that I can't remember how it works.
Let me have a look.
It's a Hoover, like Luigi.
No, he's not used the strength prismatics.
Make a con saving throw DC of 10 plus the level of the spell.
Right, okay. So, yeah, if you make that, but it just absorbs the whole spell, doesn't it, I think?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
Just a con save, yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yes. Prismatical.
I got that.
Here it is. 22, okay. If the spell is 4th level or higher, you must make a... Okay, so you do need to make a check to actually successfully absorb it, kind of like Counterspell Trot. If the spell is 4th level or higher, so it works almost like Counterspell. If the spell is 4th level or higher, you must make a Charisma check, which is your d20 plus Charisma, and the spell is DC 10 plus the level of the spell. So this is a 4th level spell,
not
so you just
save,
need to make that...
just a regular check.
Yeah, so it's a d20 plus your just Charisma modifier, no saving
14.
Throw. Just enough. So this is exactly the way that Counterspell works as well. So Lucius reaches up with this shining chromatic arm gauntlet, and you see the tiny sphere before it has a chance to impact on all of you. The gauntlet glows orange, the gems glow an orange color, and the whole energy is absorbed into the spell. Lucius, you feel that kind of power surge through your body, but you manage to resist any of the damaging effects from it.
This frog is so pissed at Lucius right now. He's counterspelled or absorbed everything he's thrown.
Yep.
Is it counterspell? Is it slurp?
Who knows?
Lucius, you now have 4 charges within the prismatic gauntlet. So have a read on that very last bit in the item of how to use those. But it holds those 4 charges indefinitely until you spend them or until you get more than 7 charges in there. But yeah, the rest of you don't need to worry about the spell as it is just straight into the gauntlet. And you just see this frog. Cool. Impossible! Flee, my minion! Flee! 20, 25, 30.
I rolled really badly even with danger sense, so I was only just going to save on that one.
Yeah. And yeah, they begin to make their hasty exit. At the end of the round, as the body of the Frogamoth begins to almost decompose, the whole island, you feel a reverberation. Something immense shifts beneath the island.
It's a joke.
Uh-oh.
Lucius!
What was that?
Call for the ship! Now! Nova, you got the spear? Get the spear? Let's go!
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, what'd you do, Lucius? We're going in initiative order. Okay.
I'll
is anybody... You're going to hold your action?
Hold my ground as well.
Okay, yeah, so you got... do you want to, like, try and, like, secure yourself on the ground? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Ayla, what about you?
Yeah, the same. I'll just prepare to keep myself steady and wait for messages to be sent.
Okay.
So
Nova?
I guess, can I scoop up the spear?
Yeah, you can do. So you rush up to it, pick it up and cradle it. You can still feel that there is some lingering attunement with the frogman, but now that you have it in your possession, once you can spend some time with it, you'll be able to absorb it into your own shard of Tiangong. But for now, you can just sense there is a presence, but it's still separated.
Speaking of which, how bad of a mood is Nova in right now? Pretty stoned, had a bit of a come down. Frog ate Lucius. Yeah, I'm gonna Eldritch Blast. I'm gonna Eldritch Blast. Gruball.
Gruball. Yeah. Sure.
Yes. I'm in a bad mood.
Hans Gruball.
I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah. Hans Gruball.
Nova's had her first legal high or illegal high. And now she's had a come down, and then hurting Tiangong hurt, so it's blasted
it's
time. I rolled an 8. Maybe, yeah. I rolled an 18 plus 9 is.
That will hit.
Math.
That's the first blast.
Three...
You gotta roll each blast separately, remember?
Sorry, yeah, so that's the first blast. I rolled a natural one on the second blast.
I think even with your bonus, that's not going to hit.
Yeah, well, this, so it's a plus 9, so 10 on the second one.
Second
and then
one still
16
misses.
On the third one.
Third one hits,
on
so two
one
hits.
Plus 10 is 26, so two hits. So the first one is 3, plus 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 points of damage.
I forgot you took Agonizing Blast, didn't you, now, finally?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes. And the second one is a 10, plus 5, which is 15.
You watch as Nova scoops up this spear and then just raises Tiangong and her arm forward as these three blasts, these beams of crackling blue energy fly forward. Glubor has enough time to kind of look behind him. You just see the frogman's eyes go wide. Impossible! As they just burn through his body, killing him dead. The little attendant just looks at the glue ball. Is that your turn over, Nova?
I would just like to say, in terms of RP, because Nova is normally quite nice, I think just because it's almost because of the fear and the pain she felt from the spear being broken, that it's just kind of like she's almost acting on impulse and
you don't have to justify
right now,
your cold-blooded murder. It's fine, you don't have to justify.
Look,
it you're an adventurer.
Froggy genocide here, and that's
really,
I just want to explain why she's not being such I just want to explain why she's not in a very nice, forgiving mood right now. So
let's hope that these frogmen can reproduce on their own, because right now there's only one of them alive still. Sentry.
I'm going to move away from the water's edge and to the middle, and I'm going to give everybody a little bless, a little cheeky bless at level 3.
Okay, and you can affect everybody with that?
Yeah.
Okay,
five
so everyone
targets.
Gets a d4 to saving throws and attack rolls, as long as you're concentrating. Quillic and Kalar.
Yeah, knowing that Sentry has this aura, I'm going to snuggle in close, and I will cast Sending to... Raya, that's her name. Raya, and say, you know, 25 words, I'll say, we need to get off this island as soon as possible. It's moving? Question mark. Thanks, guys.
Cool. The message you get back is, yes, it's moving. We're on our way. We'll take a few moments. She doesn't have the exact time.
Okay.
Right, Quillic, after your turn, the last remaining frogman will continue his desperate escape, manages to get to the sort of edge of the island and begins sliding down towards the water's edge. As you see this tiny frogman getting to the island's edge, you watch as the edge of the island crumbles away into the sea. As, again, the whole thing begins to shake, almost like an earthquake. The ground beneath you is a tremor. I need everybody to make acrobatics or athletics checks. Lucius and Ayla, as you took precautions, you have advantage on keeping your footing, so you have advantage. And the bless will work for this as well, so you get your d4s.
Cool. Oh
my
god. Oh my god.
Oh my god!
I rolled a 1 and a 1 on bless.
Wow.
Oh wow. 25.
Who got under 18?
Me.
Yes.
Oh, I got 17.
So everybody but Ayla failed, is that?
I failed.
You failed as well, Sentry. So all of
Sentry's aura?
It's not saving
throw.
Oh, yeah, you get the bless, but not the saving throw.
Huge D4 to bless.
So Ayla, you managed to kind of keep your footing, almost like the rolling deck of a ship or somewhere in a storm. You kind of managed to weather the movements and keep your balance. Everybody else, you fall prone and you all begin sliding as the whole island pitches to the side. Quill, Ayla, I will give you, if you use your reaction, you can grab Quill.
Please.
You don't need to roll, it's just your reaction. But Nova, okay. Sentry, and Lucius, you slide into this kind of deep pool and the water begins flowing out. No. And you're just prone as the whole island pitches. You watch as the edges of the island begin crumbling away, like falling into the sea in great chunks. You do hear a vague kind of from the frogman in the distance. And then deep under the water, you guess, you can almost hear a kind of...
Do not want.
Lucius.
Can...
We're going to stay in initiative order, but basically, yeah, you guys all get a go, so you've got your move action, bonus action. Just use it as you wish.
Just super quickly, sure. So I can prep my turn. Can I see the Storm Chaser from where we are? Can we see it?
Let's see. You are here. I guess that Araya... Yeah, there's no canopy. You would be able to see it, but it is very far away. I'd say it's probably more than 500 feet. I'd say it's at the moment, no, it's not within 500. See if it can move. I think it moves about 80 to 100 feet around. Yeah, it's probably about sort of like 700 feet up at the moment in the air.
Cool. No worries. Carry on.
Yeah. Lucius, yeah. Everyone can just do what they want, really, as long as it's within your action limits.
Do we what?
I'll just call out. We need to stay together. Try and climb as much as you can. And start going, trying to head back up the slope as much as I can.
Cool.
Climbing.
Yeah. Make a athletics check.
Where's the staff right now? Is it starting to tumble?
Oh, no. Nova picked it up. Nova picked up the spear.
I got it. Yeah.
So what's the check, sorry?
Athletics. So to enable you to not slide.
Natural 20.
Natural 20. 22. So yeah, it counts as difficult terrain right now because the earth is all being churned up. It's kind of on the slant as everything's shaking, but you can move normally, basically. You can pull yourself up and move half speed.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll just start heading towards these structures, which mm-hmm. I could probably grab onto a wall or something.
Okay. It is a slope up to the structure.
Yeah.
Okay. Ayla?
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to move. It's not difficult terrain for me because it just isn't. But if I
just isn't.
If I take
difficult terrain.
Fuck that. If I take Quill with me, would that then essentially just make it difficult terrain for me?
It will slow your movement to half. Yeah. Yeah, it will move. Okay. You'll move at half because you're technically grappling a creature. It's just a willing creature.
So, I would like to do that if Quill is willing for me to also drag him with me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So is it athletics?
Not for you because you passed the test. You didn't fall over, so you just move at half speed.
Okay, cool.
Sure. In that case, Nova, and then you're
going
to drag
move yourself up.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't think Arcane Gate's going to work. I was gonna think about casting it on the skiff, but I think the way it's worded, it says two portals on the ground. So I was going to argue that, like, casting a gate on a skiff would move with the skiff because it's anchored to the skiff, but shut up, Kim. I'm going to cast... So instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Levitate on myself.
Sure.
So I'm just not affected by the shifting ground below me.
Yeah, you can just, you can lift yourself off like 10 feet off the ground and then you'll be safe.
Yeah, so I'll cast, I'll move towards the group and then kind of jump and cast Levitate so that I'm levitating around. So depending on the way the island is tipping, can I position myself so that I'm below everyone else so that if someone was to slide I could try and catch them?
So right now it's tilting towards the south, so that's why you slid south on the map.
Yeah,
that's where it's currently tilting. Obviously if it goes another direction you don't have enough movement to really get, because if you're casting Levitate you've only got 30 feet of movement, so but you could position them if they continue sliding down this way, then yes, you can try and help them. Okay, Sentry.
Can I cast...
You're currently prone.
Can I, like, try and cast Plant Growth? So, like, to act as, like, so you can, like, hold on to, like, plants and vines and stuff.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Oh, 100%, yeah. Ooh. So you cast Plant Growth, and you can see there's all these bushes and algae and moss everywhere, and it just grows in abundant life. It can just be cast, like, as an action, right? Like, you can just cast it as a normal action.
It's instantaneous,
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you just watch as the whole area becomes thick with foliage enough that even those of you who are still stood up, you can kind of grab onto it and use it as handholds. There are vines to kind of wrap around your arms like temporary ropes. Yeah, you can definitely do this. I mean, it does make it harder to move through. It does make the area difficult terrain. It's like quadruple movement to move one space, but it stops you from being slid around everywhere
as you do so.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you can move sentry, but every, you basically can, it's like one square is 20 foot of movement right now. So,
okay.
So you can move like one square up. Yeah, so you're like climbing your way up these bushes and fronds that you've created through magic. Perfect. Quillick.
Those little plant fronds you've just made. I had the same sort of idea as Nova. I kind of want to, while in Ayla's arms, I kind of want to hook some talons into the plants and cast Fly on her and say, Ayla, you're strong. Catch anyone that falls.
Sure. Ayla, you now have a fly speed of 60 feet as long as Quill is concentrating.
Got some cool wings.
Okay. The island. Can you... my favorite. Rhiannon Gower, roll a d4 for me, please.
Okie dokie.
Here we go.
It's a one, Mark. As expected.
It's a one. Marvelous. So the whole island, again, pitches and shifts, and you see that almost kind of like a circle moving closer inwards, the next chunk of land around the kind of outskirts of what remains of this island breaks away almost up until the edges of the Frogamoth's pool. It just breaks away into the sea, and you can now begin to see in the waves just beyond this now kind of remnant island a giant clawed scaled hand protruding from beneath the island itself. The whole island pitches and shifts as if something was trying to dislodge you from its back. With the plant growth and all of your spells, none of you need to make the checks. You all kind of manage to hold on as this whole thing pitches and shifts, and you just hear this.
Was there an effect on that voice?
Translator recognize any of
no.
Them?
Does it understand Draconic?
Tight.
Draconic, yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
The voice is saying something, the translator earring converts it into common. I guess it would be something along the line of like agony, pain, be gone.
Cool. I guess we have kind of been hurting stuff, you know.
But yeah, the whole shell or the island, shifts once ago. You managed to hold on. The ship is about 500 feet now. It would have been 500 feet down. So it's on its way down, but yeah, still up in the air. You do hear the kind of whistle as the ballista on the underside of the storm chaser is fired down towards the island, but you don't see where it impacts. It seems to be impacting against something.
That won't help.
We go back up to the top. Lucius.
We need to see where that landed. Which direction was it? Do I know a rough direction?
The ballista, yeah. It would probably be to your east from where your current location is.
Let's start one square in it that way.
Yeah, it's with the plant growth, it makes it very, very difficult to move.
Towards the ballista.
Oh, I thought it was like a rope thing, right? Oh. Is it just literally a...
No, ballista's a weapon.
You don't know. You heard the...
Let's stay away from the ballista.
Ayla, what about yourself?
Can I... if I was to go sort of 30 feet out, would I get a view on what was below?
So if you fly up...
And then come
basically.
Back in. But yeah, I wanna view what they're shooting at. And then
you can fly like at a diagonal. Yeah.
So like
Ayla,
a kind of diagonal.
You fly up into the air. Are you carrying Quill with you? Because I think that was his impression of like, carry me.
Yeah, I can carry Quill. I think very cool.
Yeah, because when you're flying, it's just your weight. So you fly with Quill. Oh, okay. I thought that was the thing of, like, carry me.
You're strong. Catch anyone who falls is what I said.
No, I can react to people who fall, but for this, I want to establish what the thing is and then go back to being...
I'll be your eyes.
Yeah.
Sure. So you carry the Quill bird. Up.
Look!
30 feet up in the air isn't too high, but it's enough to start getting an impression. You see that where the island, the land masses of the island that are falling away from the edges, they appear like they've kind of grown outwards from a larger mass. You begin to see patches of it. Now that you're up high, you can see patches of it beneath the dirt and the moss. A great shell, like that of a turtle, is beneath the ground. And you see, as you fly up, four great finned arms stretching out from below the island, and a giant snapping turtle's head at the very front that is angrily looking around. And as the eye, as it twists and turns its body, it's causing the whole island to shift and tilt as it does so.
Okay.
We Discworld now.
Yeah. I will continue to go back towards probably... Yeah, so... Basically back down, but also beside Lucius. So Quill, mm-hmm. if you move along one. So that I'm sort of like in this spot where I can sort of keep a hold of people if they start to fall. And
sure.
just report to the other guys. Yes, there's a giant turtle down there. Looks really pissed off, just for the record. Is really mad.
About to come onto the island?
It is what it is. The turtle is the island. The island is on the turtle. The turtle is the island. It's weird, man.
Nova.
Island turtle. Shock.
Can I... So if the ship is within 500 foot... Mm-hmm. Would I be able to create a portal on it if I communicated with Quill?
Do you need to be able to see where the portal is, where you put the portal?
Choose 2 points on the ground, 1 point, and 1 point a circular. It just says choose 2 points on the ground that you can see. Yes, okay. 1 point 10 feet on the ground, and 1 point with 1 point within 500 feet.
You can't put one on the deck of the airship because you can't see the deck of the airship because you're below looking up. You can see the bottom of the airship, only the hull. So no, you would. I think like something like Dimension Door, where you don't need to see where you're going. I think you can do it, but Arcane, if you need to be able to see the point, it's the wrong angle for that to
if
work.
If I ask them to tilt the ship slightly, would that be enough to see the deck? No. Just a little bit.
You can try.
I kind of need them to get closer, really, to be honest. I would like to hold my action I'd like to... Quill, can you communicate with the ship to get to tilt the ship so that I can see the deck?
In 25, what? Yes, yeah. Yeah, sure, yeah.
Not too far. Not too far, but enough that I can get a portal lock.
Okay.
500 feet up. This, and the thing is it's coming down. It
but
would
I'm
need
not
to
asking
tilt.
For it to like...
Yeah, it would need to be nearly perpendicular to be, because it's coming straight down, right? The angle is the wrong angle. It would either need to fly further away.
It's too dangerous.
So it would need to go further away to then bank, and then you could see it. But if you want it to come and pick you up, it would need to almost be on its side for you to be able to get a good visual on it.
Sure,
Nova would know that the angles and maths.
Yeah.
Or even that, when you guys teleport up there, sure, you and Ayla might be fine, but the others would need to quickly grab on or they're just going to fall straight off.
Okay. Belay that! The math doesn't work out. The math does not work out. I'm going to hold my action so that if anyone starts falling, I go to go and grab them. Just okay. And yeah, just as
I mean,
a
don't forget, you can
detail,
only go up and down with levitate. You can't go left. You can't, like, it's only up and down with levitate.
Well, if I just happen to be near anyone, like, just I'll try.
Sure, if anybody's like nearby.
It's the effort that counts, Mark. I'm 20 foot up as well, by the way, so it probably doesn't even matter.
Yeah, so you're going 20 feet up. Okay. And then, Ayla, you're just above the ground as well, aren't you, with next to Lucius?
Yeah, I basically want to make it so that Quill can grab onto all the plants and stuff to anchor himself in the case that I need to grab somebody else or anything.
Okay. So you'd need to be basically, you're on the ground at that point, basically, because the plants are only low enough that you'd need
but
to
I'm kind
be
of...
5 feet. Okay.
But I'm kind of like got everyone in a little circle around me, so I'm feeling quite good at my gang position, as it were. Gang position,
fact,
good.
Can I just levitate over towards Lucius? No, because
you can't. What you'd have to do is you'd have to go down to the ground, crawl along the plants, and then levitate back upwards. Because levitate is just the up and down movement. So from your current position, you don't
it's
have
doable.
Anything to anchor yourself with. Yeah, you could lower go. You could go down to the ground, crawl along, and then up again.
Okay, I'll do that. Can I do that? So I'm hovering above Lucius.
So you can go 5,
I'm
10.
Hovering above Lucius.
And then you'd be.
I'll move my.
Yeah, then you could be 20. You could be 20 feet. Yeah, but you can be 20 feet above Lucius if you want. Okay.
But I'm just going to be holding my hand out down to him anyway, just ready. So I'm holding. I'm hovering above Lucius, holding my hand down for him.
I'm going to misty step 30 feet. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So I'm next to Quill. Bam! Right there.
Yep.
And I'm going to.
So the plant
get
growth doesn't hinder you.
Yeah, and then can't do that, can I? No. Can I ready an action if I've done a bonus action?
Is it to cast a spell?
Find steed.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be able to, again, D&D rules, and there's reasons for this doing it. So basically, when you ready an action to cast a spell, you're casting the spell on that turn, but you're holding its effect to go at a later turn. So because you've already cast a bonus action spell this turn, no. But you would be able to do it next turn.
Okay, cool. I was just thinking of I was just thinking of casting Elko, just sort of like below the group, so like they can act as like a barrier.
Like... a barrier that they can grab onto.
Hanger on legs.
A big coat hanger on legs is a very ample way of phrasing it. Cool. But yeah, next turn you'll be able to. Elko and Elko are different. Echo? Technically, they're different creatures.
They're different.
Right, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Echo is the familiar form, but Elko is like a thing that Sentry can just create at will.
Okay.
Quill.
I want to basically just spend the entire turn just like really holding tight onto these things in case something falls. I want to, I guess, like a dodge action, I suppose, or something like that.
Yeah. Just readying yourself, like, having advantage or whatever on the.
A little hunker down action. Really holding on tight to the plant growth.
Sure.
That's all I got.
So as you guys are all anticipating this, the airship is lowering itself down. You feel the island, the back of this creature's shell, beginning to shift, and then it dives underwater. As the water begins rushing up around you and you're all holding onto these plants, it dives under the water and it begins turning much more violently and aggressively to try and shift things on its back. I would need everybody to make athletics checks. Those of you who are flying, you can choose not to go under the water. You can just basically be like, nope, and just let go of whatever you're holding on to.
If I'm holding on to Lucius, like, does that help?
You are not. You were 20 feet above Lucius with your hand out, is what you said.
Come on.
Can I try and have my arms out and get Lucius and Quill and just, like, hover them? Not, like, just stay in place.
You can certainly make an effort. Yeah, I would say it's not on you, though. It would be up to Lucius and Quill to try and grab onto you.
If I
no, you're strong enough to hold
to
both
holding
of them.
On to, okay, okay, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. The issue is not you. The issue is can Lucius and Quill grab onto you in time is the question.
Okay. Okay. It's on you guys. But I'm going to try my best. Because you two don't breathe underwater.
This is a smart plan. Yeah, no. It's a smart plan. Like, so, yeah, Lucius and Quill, you guys can make dex. Let's just do dex checks. So just d20 plus dex to try and grab onto Ayla's, like, holding out her arms for you. You've got to try and grab onto them before the thing pulls you underwater.
Kind of got Ayla and Nova.
Can I help?
Oh, no. Well, Nova is 20 feet
you,
up.
So... All
right.
You said 20 feet above.
Yeah.
So that's a bit too high, unfortunately.
Athletics, was it?
Just a dex check. So d20 plus dex.
16.
Oh, I got 16 as well.
16, yeah. Nice. That's easily enough. Both of you grab onto Ayla's biceps, and Ayla's strong enough that the two of you really aren't much of a weight. If it was Sentry, I'd probably have Ayla make a check for it, but the two of you just kind of clutch on, and Ayla, you just hover in place. You and Nova hover in place as the turtle and Sentry are, like, plunged down like
Sentry.
A submarine.
It's okay. She can transform into a submarine.
So, Sentry, I just need you... make an athletics check to kind of keep a grip on all these plants around you. Unless you want to just let go and float into the water.
Ooh. No, I'll hold on.
Okay.
For fuck's sake!
No, you won't. So, the surge of the water, and it's not that Sentry's not strong enough. Sentry is strong enough to hold on, but the violent shaking of the turtle, things like the wooden ramp that you're kind of next to, the buildings around you, all of it breaks apart. You do see piles of gold and what appears to be like a journal from the Glubor's treasure pile in his room just begins to float away, but the whole building is disrupted. Big rocks and chunks of stone fly around you, and you're just knocked free and kind of left to spin and turn in the waters. And then you begin to see the giant island turning to face up towards you and the group, kind of bringing itself to bear.
Shit.
Right. So I'm just going to transfer your initiatives to a new encounter for what I've got ready here. Yeah. It will be Lucius's go,
dumbass. I'm a giant dumbass. I should have done it the other way around.
Don't worry about it.
Dimension doored up to the ship, created the portal on the fucking ship. Oh, dumbass! Thinking with portals.
Do you have enough? Because I think you cast Blight. Oh, you've got 3 spell slots now, don't you? So. Because that was the other thing, is I didn't think you had enough.
Gong and Arcane Gate.
That's right.
Like it's not a spell slot.
That's it. So I thought you were out of spell slots.
Dumbass.
That's why you didn't do it that way.
No, I'm just a dumbass.
So that's.
I'm currently in the air with Quill being lifted by Ayla.
So, here's the situation, right? So, Ayla is basically hovering about 5 feet above the water. She has you and Quill, like, is holding you and Quill, effectively. Nova is hovering about 20 feet above you. And then Sentry and the turtle have dived down. The airship is about 400 feet above you and is rapidly trying to descend as quickly as it can.
See, a couple of problems. Sentry's in the water, that's a big problem. Lucius can't do much about Sentry problem. What he can do is tap into his font of magic, spending 7 points of it to regain a 5th level slot.
Yeah.
And then summon a wall of ice, which will act as a floor. So that if it tilts any more, we at least have something that's going to stop the rest of us falling in if we were to descend or fall from the sky again.
Okay, so you're basically creating like an ice floor below you, basically. What's the size of this area?
So it can be...
So it's going to be more like a kind of pathway of ice as
you
create it.
More a long line that goes along the width, so that if it were to go 90 degrees or whatever, even 45, it would stop us. We'd hit again.
Well, you guys aren't on the turtle anymore. Yeah, you're not connected to it anymore.
No, but this is like a just in case we fell or something were to knock us out.
So you have a floor beneath you. Sentry, you look up and you watch as the ocean above you is just frozen as this plane of ice is created above you. But no, yeah, Lucius, you create this wall of ice below you.
I really wouldn't make it where Sentry was falling in.
Well, that's below you, but Sentry was next to you, so if you create it below where you guys are, it will be above where Sentry is.
I'm just going to be at the mercy of Ayla and not do anything this turn and just call out, we need to save Sentry. That's what I'm doing.
Well, the thing is you. I mean, like, where were you thinking you would place it then?
I didn't realize that the turtle had fully submerged. I thought there was still some.
Yeah, it's like, it's underwater. No, it's fully underwater. It dived like 45 feet underwater.
I retcon that, and I am holding on.
Okay.
And
okay.
Hoping that someone.
Do you still do the sorcery point?
Yeah. I'll still regain some spell slots doing that.
Okay. So you hear another kind of whistling through the air as a giant ballista bolt flies through the water, kind of impacts down in the direction of roughly where the turtle was, spraying water all over you as the under turret of the storm chaser fires down, but you're not sure if it's had any effect. Ayla?
How close does that come to Sentry?
Like, it's within sort of like 10, 20 feet. The turtle is massive. The turtle is a gargantuan creature, but it's even bigger than a normal gargantuan creature. It's enormous, this thing. It's probably like 40, 45 feet across.
Christ.
Sorry, I completely dropped for a minute, so I don't actually know what you're
saying. No, that's okay.
Sorry if this is the right
mic. You were here when the turtle went underwater, right?
Yep.
I don't think it is, but you were here when the turtle went underwater. Nothing has really changed. Sentry and the turtle are still underwater. You have Quill and Lucius on your arms, floating about 5 feet above the waterline.
I'm going to... sorry, I'll try and fix my microphone in a second. It's not working.
No, that's fine.
I kind of want to get them up away from this turtle. So I think I want to fly them up. Is Nova, mm-hmm. So Nova's like 20 feet. Can I say...
Yeah, Nova's 20 feet above you.
Can you take one? Can you take one person at all? Or are you... No.
I can't really do anything else. I'm going to go for Sentry.
Oh, you're going to go for Sentry. Okay, I'm gonna raise up then. I'm going to get Lucius and Quill... from the surface of the water in case this thing is going to, like, shoot up. So I'm going to spend my action trying to get Lucius and Quill as safe as possible.
So how high do you want to go up? You're carrying both of them, but you're damn strong, so probably, like, reduce your speed by 10 feet to carry both of them.
Can I put, like, Lucius on my back and carry Quill like a little bab? Because
yep.
I feel like Lucius is probably heavier to distribute the weight on the back and then little burb.
Yeah, and also Lucius has got a bit more strength. He can actually, you know, Lucius isn't weak. He can hold on to you as well.
Yeah.
Whereas Quill is like, I have one arm. Please help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll distribute the weight a little bit to keep myself from, and also I want to make sure that Quill keeps focus on this. So I will go up, mm-hmm. I guess, 50 feet. So that would take me 55 feet above the surface.
55 feet above the surface. Okay, sure.
Can I go slightly diagonally, like, away from the big shadow of the turtle?
I mean,
does that make sense?
Yeah, you can. This thing is massive, but yes, you are
massive,
making your way away.
Slightly
from
off.
That,
yeah, not just directly.
That will move you slightly away from Nova as well if you do that. So it's kind of like you guys are like, float off of that way. The Sentry, you see this giant turtle spin in the water. It kind of dives down a bit deeper and then spins to point its giant mouth up towards the surface, and you can see the shadow as the airship is descending, the shadow it's casting over the water. The dragon's eyes fix on this giant shape above it, and you can see the shape, you can see, like, looking up, you can see your friends flying in the air. It swims up, so basically is just below you. You are looking into its mouth, and it will open its mouth, and a cone of scalding steam. And it's wide enough to catch all of you. I need everyone to make a constitution saving throw, please.
Oh.
The ship is not in range.
Does my resistance work for this one?
The, your magic rewarding. Resistance, it does
Before
not.
Before you roll sentry, I mean, I've got a portent of 13. I kind of want to use it, but you might roll better. But knowing you, I'm going to use portent on that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Just in case. All so right, 13 plus save. Whatever your bonus is.
10 total, so thank you.
No, you rolled a 13. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Perfect. I've got no idea what the save is like, though. It's probably super high.
So anybody who got lower than an 18, you fail.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, we get hit, but Sentry actually passed that.
So I'm going to assume Quill and Lucius fail, or did Lucius pass?
23.
23, okay. 11. Quill, Ayla.
21.
26, 21. Sentry.
Got a 19, thanks to Quill.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, you just succeed. So, Quill, you're taking the full damage on this.
We might drop from the sky, though.
Yeah.
Oh, concentration!
You were the only one who needed to succeed that one, Quill.
I know, but Sentry's, like, in the ocean. Oh my god!
I rolled a lot of ones. Quill, you take 43 fire damage. Everybody else, you will take 21 fire damage as this steam engulfs you. Are you unconscious, Quillic Adkalar?
I am unconscious.
Can you make two saving throws? One is... the death one, it's not your turn yet. But it is an injury check, I'm afraid, there, Quillic Adkalar.
Oh, it is! It's been such a long time. Constitution?
DC 21. It's a constitution saving throw, yes.
Oh, I've only got plus one. I've only got plus one on, so I'm unless I roll a 26.
No, there's no such thing. Well, yeah, if you get a 21, yeah. Six, no. Right, I need to find my injury rules.
Okay,
You will need to roll a d20 for me, please, Quillic.
Oh, awesome. Here we go. What kind of injury do I get? 11?
11.
Not low. Ooh. Not high.
The scalding hot steam. Ayla desperately tries to, like, you know, protect you as you can, but it's too late as the scalding hot steam, part of your face is, like, badly burnt and melted by the steam. This is a gruesome injury. The creature's face is badly scarred or disfigured by the attack, causing terrible pain. The creature has disadvantage on attack rolls, ability checks, and saving throws until they finish a long rest, or another creature spends 1 minute and makes a successful wisdom check. In addition, the creature is permanently scarred in a significant way. The scarring can only be healed by the regenerate spell. So this is like is like two-faced. It's like, bleh, melty face as this steam.
What side is it on?
It doesn't affect your eye, so you manage to shut your eyes quick enough that you don't take any permanent damage to your eye, basically.
If it's on the same side as this already scarred face, you know?
Like, would you want to roll for me? Do you want to do a d4 and odd it is, even it isn't?
Okay, odds, it'll be on the same side as the already scarred. Evens, it's hit the good side of my face. Odds, it's already same on that side. Same side, bigger scar now.
Yeah, as it
Can
just
I roll
completely
to see how
scorches.
How good it smells?
No, it smells great. It smells like boiled chicken.
Wonderful. Yep. You're welcome, everyone.
But yeah, Sentry, you are engulfed by this steam that radiates around you. But yeah, you managed to hold on. This blast, like a geyser out of the water, blasts upwards. Araya, the ship continues to descend. It's now 300 feet. Above Nova Vigil.
Are we all falling now?
Yep.
Yes, Ayla and Lucius, you plummet 50 feet down into the water. It's water, so I'm not going to make you take any damage, but you are now in the water.
I have a Featherfall token.
So yeah, the Featherfall token activates.
You don't take any damage from the fall.
And also it slows the rate that you fall, so you're currently still a few feet in the air as you're slowly falling into the water. They are two. In fact, actually, no, they're 300 feet, which is just on long range. So you see, those of you who can just see the edges of the storm chaser, dozens of furry heads with longbows point over the side, and you can see them firing down into the water as the wolf pack basically take aim and try and shoot. However, as soon as the arrows just hit the water, they don't have the power to go down far enough to cause any damage, but they're trying. Sentry.
How close am I to the island in regards to like everybody else? What's the difference?
So the island is the turtle. So the island is now the turtle's back, and the turtle is about 5 feet below your legs, and you're about 5 feet from the surface of the water.
Okay.
You're not even 5 feet, you're just under the surface of the water, really.
Can I use my flame lance as kind of like underwater jetpack type thing? So can I fire it and try and propel myself away from the gaping maw of doom?
You can certainly try, yes.
Okay. I might do that.
Sure. All right, so are you using it to try and cause damage and push you away, or you just want to use the force of it to basically, like propulsion underwater?
Yeah, just try and get myself out of the situation.
Sure, don't worry about rolling anything then, just expend the use of it. You're underwater, so it actually kind of cools you, so you don't take any of the damage yourself, as it's keeping you regulated in this kind of cold ocean water. But yeah, you managed to blast yourself, and I'd say it's a 30 feet line, so you blast yourself 30 feet to one side underwater away from this giant maw, because it did look like it was ready to take a bite at you as well. Like it blasted with steam and then it was gonna chomp, so you're like blast yourself to the side, narrowly avoiding being chomped.
Nice.
For now.
Anything else on your turn? Do you want to swim up to the surface? Like, just... Or are you not
that bold? Let's do that. Let's go up to the surface and have a little look.
All right. And then just before we go on our break, Quillic and Kalar, I would like you to make a death saving throw. Why didn't I give you your turn? It should have been your turn. The initiative's got slightly changed order, but yes. I thought I'd give you your turn. Sorry, Kim. Yeah, what's your turn?
Who is near me? Is Quill's squishy body near me? Is anyone near me?
I believe that Katie flew you away. She flew away from where you were positioned, so they're about 30 feet. But they're...
Is Quill's...
That's horizontally, not vertically, 30 feet away.
When the spell dropped, the fly spell dropped, and Quill... Mm. Was knocked unconscious. Is he still on Ayla's back?
Yes, yeah, Ayla's still holding him.
He's not
him,
like slid off. Okay, he's not slid
he's still
off.
He's still in Ayla's arms, but yeah.
My thought process is basically, can I get to someone? So like if I drop levitate and like, I don't know, swim towards Sentry, or if I swim towards someone, can I then dimension door back up to the ship? It's just who? I can't theatre of mind.
The Ayla, Lucius and Quill are technically floating down. Because of the Featherfall token, they haven't hit the water yet. So they are drifting down and they are 30 feet horizontally. So even if you drop levitate and swam over to them, you wouldn't be able to reach them. You could reach Sentry. If you drop levitate and swam over to Sentry, you could then dimension door with Sentry.
Yeah, it's risky though, because I don't know. What I really want to do is like almost as Ayla, Lucius, and Quill float down, is hold my turn to grab
you can hold
Quill
your action.
And dimension door up.
You could swim to where they're going to land. Yeah.
Yeah, to when Quill is within range of me, I want to grab him and then dimension door up to the ship, is what I want to do.
Sure. You could definitely do that.
I don't know. Yeah, because I just want to get him stable and safe. I can cast Spare the Dying as well, but I think that's too many actions.
Yeah, you won't be able to do that this turn.
Okay,
or
yeah,
next
but I'll
turn.
Get him up to
you
the
might,
ship.
That might take you two turns to do it and get him up to the ship. Yeah, so you can basically, you drop levitate, swim over to roughly where they're going to land, and then you've got your arms outstretched, and as soon as Quill is within reach, you can cast Dimension Door up to the airship, because you don't need to see the location you're going to with Dimension Door, so you can just whoosh, up there. Okay, and then that's your turn. Quillic and Kalar, as you are falling, floating down to the water.
Death save. Here we go. One out of three. It's a 7. That's a fail. Oh,
that's a failure.
It's happening again. I can see it. I can.
And that's where
end.
We're going to take our break.
No.
I'm going to try and fix Katie's cameras and stuff. And yeah, we'll take a quick break.
Oh man,
this is
awful but awesome at the same time. This is the best, awesome. But also the worst.
Awful-umsome. Look, you had fun just killing the harmless frogs, and you know, it's fine. You had a good time killing all those frogs.
Yeah. Now we're fighting an island. An island.